Hey guys, and welcome to our podcast, A Warm Winter for All. I'm your host, Sarah Engel, and today I will be joined by two different groups. Our first group is here to talk to us about the issue of homelessness. Right now, I'm with Izzy McIntosh and Caitlin Medley. Thank you guys for coming in today. So do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Sure. I'm Caitlin, and I'm a senior at Hopewell Valley.
My name's Izzy, and I'm also a senior at Hopewell Valley.
Awesome. So you guys came in today to talk to us about homelessness. What really is the current situation the U.S. is in?
Well, overall, the percentage of people who fell below the poverty line in 2017 was 12%. That's almost 40 million people.
That's insane. I didn't know that.
Yeah, also the average age of a homeless person is 9 years old. So that means that 12 million out of 40 million people are children.
Wow. Can you imagine being a child and not having a home to go to?
Not at all.
No, it's pretty crazy.
So what has the local homeless issue come to?
So within the past few years, the poverty rate in Trenton, New Jersey has jumped almost 10%. So that means about 8,532 homeless men, women, and children were counted across the state of New Jersey.
That's insane. Just in New Jersey alone.
Just in New Jersey.
So why is it such a large problem?
Well, they cause social causes such as unaffordable housing and unemployment, and life events like natural disasters are often overlooked. And also taxes go up when housing prices are raised.
That's crazy. I never even thought about that. Can you imagine being homeless and a hurricane hits? So how has it affected you personally?
Well, personally, when I pass by those who are less fortunate on the streets of cities like New York City, I feel feelings of empathy. Although I cannot relate to those who are without homes, I can firsthandedly say that my family and I have opened our home last year to a family who had no other place to stay. We housed them for almost a year, and when we found them a house to live in, we realized that we had created a strong bond between our two families.
That's really interesting. Can you elaborate more on that?
So she was our old babysitter. She used to bring us to school in the mornings, and she was in a rough situation, so she came to my family and she asked for help, and they stayed with us for almost a year. It was about 8-10 months, and by the time we let them go, they were definitely in a better place than they were before they came.
That's really amazing. So what advice do you have for any families that may be struggling with homelessness?
Well, you should always just seek out for help, and Homefront is a good alternative.
Awesome. That's really amazing.
My advice for those struggling with homelessness is to keep working hard, you know, try and keep a steady job, follow what you believe in, and save as much money as possible.
That's amazing. Thank you guys so much for coming in today. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Okay.
So now I am joined by Maddie and Lizzie. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Sure. I am Maddie, and I am a senior at Hopewell Valley.
And my name is Liz, and I'm also a senior at Hopewell Valley.
Okay, awesome. So what are you guys here to talk to us today about?
So we are here to talk today about Homefront, which is an organization very dear to both Maddie and I's hearts.
So what is Homefront?
Homefront is a nonprofit organization, and their mission is to help families in Mercer County break the cycle of poverty. And so they offer a bunch of different, you know, like utilities and stuff like that to help these families who are either nearing the poverty line or already, you know, below the poverty line and they're homeless and don't have any resources to help them get back on their feet. So Homefront provides those.
What kind of utilities do they offer?
Homefront, they have a lot of utilities for the families. Like for the children, they have a daycare where parents can drop off their kids for the day so they can go out and find jobs. And they also have a bunch of tutoring stuff set up for kids that are trying to get GEDs or to just try to get ahead on like their studies. And they also provide a kitchen where families and parents can learn how to cook and how to cook nutritious meals for their families when they get home after a long day at work, or they just need to learn how to cook for a meal that is under $10.
Awesome. So how did you guys get involved with Homefront?
So I got involved in Homefront because when I was working at a little boutique that's located right in Pennington, we donated a bunch of our last season clothes to them. And so I got to help work the event that we set up, and it was just so amazing to see all the women that were so impacted by this. And I really wanted to just get involved because, you know, she, Heather, who is the volunteer coordinator who we, you know, work closely with, gave us a little tour and gave us a little summary of what Homefront does. And I was like, this is such an amazing organization that I really just want to get involved and do something to help the families that are in poverty.
That's really amazing. So did you feel that it was easy to get involved?
Yes, I found it was very easy. So once I knew that Lizzie was volunteering there, I thought that I would want to do that too and volunteer my time there. And for anybody else that wants to get involved, it's very easy and could make a difference in these people's lives. And many of the kids that are living at Homefront's family campus spend a lot of time at the daycare, and it could really make a positive impact in their lives. And one of the easiest ways to get involved is just to donate a coat, which is what we did for our class. We organized a coat drive.
Really? Can you get more in detail with that?
Well, so for our Global Public Service class, which is a class we are a part of, we needed to find an organization that we wanted to explore. So obviously, you know, we chose Homefront, and we decided, okay, what is the thing that homeless people need most? And that is winter coats, especially because, you know, right now it's January, so that's in high demand. So we were like, okay, so we'll donate old coats. And, you know, I think when a lot of us were thinking about it, we were like, oh, we all have a bunch of coats at home that we can just donate that are old and we don't use anymore. So it's just like a really easy, not that we did it for the part, for the reason why it's easy, but it's just for others that, you know, you just bring in your old coat and there it is and we can donate it. So I think it was very, very successful.
Yeah.
And Heather was extremely appreciative of us giving those coats to her, and it felt good. I mean, did you, Maddie, feel?
Yeah, I felt like it was such like an easy thing to make like a really big difference. And we ended up getting like 30 coats, which could really be amazing for these families.
That's really amazing. That's a lot of coats.
Mm-hmm.
You must have made a lot of families warm this winter.
We did.
Yes.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming in today. I'm very proud of you guys for your work at Homefront, and maybe I'll get involved soon, and maybe other people will as well. Okay.
Thank you so
much.
Yeah,
thank you for having us.